the big one with the circle and the screen. My mom couldn't afford that. So I always got like the little shuffle, you know, the shuffle where you clip on, you can only fit like 120 songs.
And you could never like.
Correct, 120 songs. And you had to replace the songs every like month, whenever you're like, oh, I like this song now. So you have to pick a song that you don't want to listen to anymore. Ever again.
Yes.
And take it out of your shuffle to include that new song.
And if you wanted to get to the song, you had to sit there and click next.
But that's why the shuffle was great, because there's more of a chance that you would hit that song sooner.
You could only shuffle songs. You couldn't do it in order.
No, you could do it in order. There's a button there where you do shuffle, and there's a button where it's in order.
Yeah. But okay. Was the order what? Alphabetical?
It was on your screen. Oh. So you would download the song and you could put it anywhere you want on your library.
But you couldn't see what was next.
You couldn't see what
you
was next.
You would have to hit it 75 times if you knew that song was.
Yeah.
But what was great, it was just like a USB stick, though. You didn't have to have like the cord. You could just stick it right into the computer for the original.
Oh, wait, iPod. I don't remember that.
The original iPod Shuffle looked almost like an Apple remote. It was just white. And then they made it like a clip-on thing, too.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. It made sense, the clip-on. It's so simple. How much did they cost?
I think they were relatively cheap.
Like $100. I feel like.
I don't know. I feel like they were. I remember the. The Nano that had the screen that was like colored and super sleek.
Yeah. Wait, like a mini.
I wanted that one so bad.
I got that one after the shuffle. Because our parents would graduate us, right? They would get us the cheapest thing, and they're like, you know what?
He uses it.
He uses it. Mm-hmm. He deserves the next best thing. That was the next best one I got. Not that one, the long screen one. Mine was dark gray.
Had the one that looked like the iPod full screen. Like
phone. Yeah, that one. I had that one next. I loved it. I was obsessed with it.
Then they had the iPod Touch. Touch was the full screen like a phone.
Like an iPhone, yeah. I never got one of those. I always had that one.
Yeah.
But you know, I love the one on the left, the big one, the original one. The first one that came out, like that iPod, that regular iPod, the thick one.
Yeah.
My cousin had the thick one. Oh my, you could fit like over 100,000 songs on that thing. It was
like 250 gigabytes.
Storage was insane. And I wanted that one so bad, but it was so expensive.
And it was also a weapon. Like, yeah. That was some self-defense. If someone was coming at you, throw the iPod at them.
Yeah.
Chunk it at them.
I miss the old Apple connectors where you got to pinch the sides and lock that in. There was something about it.
Every girl had that one on the left, the little one.
Yes.
That one. It was always pink.
I forgot about that size.
I cut my dad. Remember the first iPod
you
mini?
You cut your dad?
Yeah, with an iPod. My dad bought an iPod mini. Now, this was still kind of like the black and white looking one, but it was like the more curved edge one of the iPod.
The one with the little round, little booty.
And it had this, dude, the edges on it were like sharp metal. And my dad had it in his hand. I was like, give me it. I want to see. He's like, give me a second. And I snatched it out of his hand. And it's, it cut my dad like right between his eyebrows.
Were you grounded?
Do you know what?
I was grounded from the iPod.
Oh, yeah. I would.
Do you know what I don't get? And it feels like we're going backwards in time with technology. They're putting screens on the AirPods now. That little flip case where you put them in. That's going to have a screen
for
now.
What?
For I don't know why.
To tell you this. What the battery is? No, is
that's
this real?
Pointless. Yes.
Is that real?
That's pointless.
I don't get it.
Look, you can put a screen on most things and it makes sense, but that just does not make sense.
I think it makes sense for elderly people, cuz I think the iPods are a little confusing if you don't properly know how technology works. She's like, "Well, how's it connecting?" Like, what am I?
So I'm guessing this is to encourage you to leave your phone behind while you're exercising or you're on the run. Or
I don't know. I don't get it.
I could barely touch my Apple Watch. Like, my finger is too big.
This doesn't look real. This looks like some Xbox 720. Like,
it looks like
prototype.
That looks.
They're talking about doing it.
It's just too small. Maybe for kids.
It's just like, at what point is that just an Apple Watch, or like it's
like a pager?
Well, Heath, you know, they're doing that so they can bump them those prices, because now what is that? It's an iPod, so let's bump that up to $330.
It just seems like a step back.
I mean,
AirPods are expensive. So expensive.
They're overpriced, but like overpriced in a way where it's like it makes no sense.
Just make the earbuds cheaper. Because when you lose that shit on an airplane, here we are bringing up airplanes, is the worst feeling ever when that seat eats that alive.
What's really expensive is the headphone Apple, the AirPod Max or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense because I feel like I've used one before and it's
really nice, but
it really blocks out all the sound that you don't want to hear on an airplane.
I also started getting into like researching how bad it is to put something in your ear. And I kind
of, yeah, of course.
It is wild how much we blast music in our ears. And even inside they give you that like ear signal where they're like, you're pushing it. You're in the yellow now. You're
we're going to be.
Do you really like the song that much? Why don't we dial it back a bit?
We're going to be
Isn't
deaf.
It weird? The more we like a song, the louder we go. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Let me feel the vibration.
You just want to feel it through your body, through your bones. I get it.
All right, let's jump into the intro.
Let's do it, baby.
Let me crack my sucker right here, boy.
Ooh.
Mm.
That's a good flavor.
It's coffee time, baby. Let's go.
Boom, 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 boom. Unfiltered, ba da ba ba da ba ba. Ow.
Wowza.
DJ. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. And also, we are sponsored by Accelerator, baby.
The best drink in the world, baby.
Mm. So good.
Mm.
It's the good stuff.
I'm rocking Peach Paradise.
I had a question for you about, you know, you've been on this incredible Zila journey. You are working out every day. You're eating so well.
Yeah.
I've been curious about how has your sleep changed? Do you still sleep a full 7 to 8 hours? Do you sleep longer? Do you wake up immediately with more energy?
Yes. No, my sleeps are amazing. I'm able to fall asleep now around like 10:30, 11. I'm tired, and for the past like 3 weeks, I've been waking up naturally without an alarm at like 7:15 in the morning, which is insane. But now I don't even need too much sleep, right? I could fall asleep at like 3 a.m. and my body still gets up at like 8.
Naturally. Nice.
That's good.
Which is
And you don't
crazy.
Get even that much tired throughout the
no,
day?
No, no. It's just because I think my body's just healthy, cleaner.
It's thriving right now.
I'm not waking up and I'm feeling like ass. And
yeah,
it's truly just because my body is just functioning again. It's working. Everything is doing exactly what it needs to do. There's no ice cream or cake
that it's trying to
like maneuver around. It's really good. I mean, alcohol too. Alcohol is just like poison. You know, we all know that though. But
I get like the worst anxiety where like when I know I'm working out, I'll go to bed, but I'll only have like 6 hours, but I'll wake up and I feel so awake.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but I didn't get the full 7. I should probably go back to sleep.
Sometimes
and then I can't fall asleep.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel better with less sleep.
You should never go back to sleep. Just get up and then go to sleep earlier that night. That's what I would never take a nap. I think it just like ruins your day. You get tired.
Sometimes
I'm sorry, it sounds like somebody is mowing
your roof.
There's someone right here just you guys don't hear that.
Is it picking it up in your headphones?
I can't tell if it's that loud or I can hear it through the headphones.
Sometimes if I do 6 hours, I'll be up and I'll be like, wow, this is weird. I feel good. And then I'll just kind of sit there and be like, well, I guess I could get, you know, 2 more. And then I'll go back to bed and I'll wake up with 8 hours and I feel wrecked.
Yeah. I'm with you. I feel much more alive with less sleep.
Yeah.
I'd rather sleep 2 hours than 12 hours.
Just give me like 45 minutes in bed.
That's one of the things where I can't wait when I'm older is because my grandparents only need like 3 hours of sleep every night.
It doesn't make sense.
Every time I come up, my grandma's just sitting out in the living room and she'll be there from like, she legitimately wakes up at like 3:30 in the morning every day and goes to sleep at like probably 10:30.
But she's also like sleeping while she's awake. Yeah, she'll just be
out there. I'm coming out like right before I go to bed, I just want a little snack. I'm coming out to the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, and my grandma's just sitting there. Hi, just ready to go. But I wish I couldn't, like, I didn't need sleep. I hate sleeping. It's just such a waste.
It's my favorite thing in the world.
Such a waste.
You don't
wish that you had just all night too, to just get stuff done?
No, I don't think you understand how much I actually enjoy sleeping.
But you don't even know you're sleeping.
Polar opposites. I hate sleeping. I wish we didn't need it.
No, it is the best feeling.
Me and my mom are the same way though. Like she will be up at, I can FaceTime her. It's like 3 a.m. and she's like in the kitchen cooking. She's like, I didn't know what else to do.
I would enjoy my life. life too, like at night more, like being up all night.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
So fun.
I'd rather do stuff in the middle of the night.
I think you're getting confused. Imagine in the middle of the night, look, in the middle of the night, your body just got 12 hours of sleep.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? You would still rather just.
I guess I just love the routine of taking my clothes off, getting into bed, laying there, getting comfortable. I like that. I like the whole waking up in the morning and like being a little cold with my blanket. Right. I like.
Oh, he must be confused.
Oh, yeah. What else can we try? How about this?
But I like, that's why I like to dream though. Cause then I feel like I'm really doing something.
Yes,
get me back to the fantasy world.
I have vivid dreams. So maybe that's why I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I hate dreams.
I don't remember.
Get me out of it. What a waste.
Mariah had her first dream in like 6 years.
first dream that I remember.
What was the dream?
Our wedding went completely south.
Oh no.
Everything went wrong, but it was so funny because it was so like everything was going wrong and it was just like we were both so embarrassed because the guests were like, no, it's fine. Like you're good. But it was hard, like ran out of food. No chairs, like everything went wrong. The DJ like cut out and he like left. And me and Heath, Heath and I just looking at each other like, it's okay. Like it doesn't really matter.
Do you have a recurring, do you have a recurring nightmare you have like often?
Now?
I used to when I was a kid, but not anymore.
I still have college ones where I have a class that I forgot about and I didn't go to the class and I'm not going to get the credit for it. I get that one at least once every 2 months.
Just about white.
What?
That's about what? Sorry. Not going to get my college credit.
Sounds what? About white.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Mine is like my dad murdering me. Like that's my type of nightmare.
Yeah, I'm just worried I'm not going to graduate. That's my...
It's crazy. My AP credits didn't count towards...
Yeah. It's crazy you still have like nightmares like that. Like reoccurring nightmares
My
like
mom,
that.
When I was growing up, she would say that she would have recurring college nightmares. And what's weird is now I get those. I don't have high school ones, but I have college ones. And it might be something that's genetic too. Like I inherited it from my mom.
Interesting.
But then sometimes I'll think of like a solution in my dream and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to wake up because then I'm going to apply this to real life. And then you realize it can't even work. Like Patricia, she has a car that she doesn't drive anymore. And we've debated on just selling it. And we're just going to share a car. And then in my dream, I had a dream that I still had my Kia Soul. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, your Kia Soul day.
That's a nightmare. She could drive my Kia Soul when I wake up. And I woke up and I realized I don't have that car. But I got so excited in the dream that it was going to work out.
Your car resume is funny to me. It's like, you're like an old woman.
The Kia Soul, the Evo.
The Evo.
Yo, that Evo was
funny. I think now... I like your car now, but everything before that, it was just questionable.
Do you remember when we drove, or she drove your Evoque back from Coachella?
Yes.
We barely knew each other.
Wait, hold on.
I drove like 2 hours back to LA. He was like, yeah, sure.
You're like, can you drive it back?
Because you wanted to stay with everybody, and I wanted to go back.
Yes.
And I just, but where were you?
I was in my car, and you followed me back.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, which Coachella was this?
At the time.
Very.
I think it was the first. It was the first one.
I was single, and I had bleached hair. Like, I had gray hair.
No, wait.
Liza and David were together.
Okay, so this is going to be so weird, Mariah. Is this where I got the clip of you going, saying something from Mean Girls? And we were outside of a hotel. The first day we were like out, like at a hotel for some reason.
Oh, the Katie Heron.
I had pink hair. Hot pink hair.
Yes, you had pink hair.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So I'm just trying to gather the memories.
At the time I was trying to keep it cool because at that time it was like the nicest car I've been in. And I'm like playing mom, like I feel like a soccer mom. I was probably talking to my invisible kids, and I'm like, this is so freaking cool. You didn't need gas, but I stopped for gas and I was just looking around like
it's the best.
You're nodding your head like you're in a Jeep, just
I'm yelling at my kids.
Keep it down.
It was so fun.
Bubba this.
No, it's this.
Looks like we got to get you an Evoque then.
Evoques are fun. Well, I wanted that car because my dream was a Range Rover, but I didn't have that much money to buy a proper Range Rover.
Don't get a Range Rover. If you're listening and you want a Range Rover, do not get it. Go for anything else but a Range Rover.
Yeah, they definitely
Unless you want that shit at the shop every 2 weeks.
Some issues for sure.
Yeah. Range Rovers are still like very expensive, right?
Yeah, they're incredibly expensive.
Like 50, what is it?
So Land Rover makes Range Rover. And then there's the Evoque, there's the Velar, there's the Range Rover Sport, and then they have like the big body Range.
Yeah.
Those are like $270,000.
They have $270,000 Range Rovers?
It's wild, the range of Range Rovers.
Yeah.
I did not know they had a range like that.
I mean,
oh wait, yours is a Land Rover, right?
Land Rover Defender.
Defender, but that's not the same family. Not the same family as
Land Rover owns Range Rover. Ah. It's like Range Rover is a type.
They just put Range Rover heavily on the car and stuff, where it should be Land Rover. Great cars.
I'm so nervous for tomorrow.
Oh God.
Oh, your reveal.
I just don't want to do it.
But you got to.
I just think it's crazy, like just being on stage.
Explain
like that.
What's tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow, Zila wants to do like an ab reveal, which not my brand.
An ab reveal or body reveal?
It's like a body reveal. Sorry, I don't know why I said ab reveal.
You come out like
just over the curtain.
It's like the Naked Truth game show, but they just, all right, everyone go home.
So we wanted, Ilya wanted something just to add in the end for the doc, and he wanted me on stage at an auditorium to show my new body in front of all my friends. I personally think is just so weird, but they really want it. But
for that one reaction, like obviously you walk out, people in the audience,
for the video is going to look really good. But like the people there, I think that's where it can very easily get awkward.
Cause then once you're done with the reveal, are you just going to go over and say hi to everyone half naked?
Yeah,
I'm just running back. I'm running. I want the hook.
And we're all at like a cocktail hour discussing what we just saw. Yeah.
So what do you think? I don't know. Is like his triceps were definitely.
He looks so good. Yeah. He looks so good.
There should be some goodie bags or something.
Oh yeah.
Like goodie. Some Zila shakers.
Oh yeah. You're going to get nuts powder. Yeah. You'll get.
We can be like Zane.
But yeah, I'm just,
are you going to make eye contact with everyone? Are you
no,
just going to look
no,
over?
No, no, I'm going to look above. I don't want to look at any, because I know I'm going to look at Heath for a 1 second and it's going to kill me. Cause imagine just like, I'm just doing my thing and Heath is just like,
I'm going to be with the camcorder.
I think you out of all people can rock it and make it really fun.
Oh there's yeah. I just have to pretend the room's empty.
You going to look up like poses of like what are the proper ones? Are you just gonna freestyle it?
I'm gonna just freestyle it. I mean, I did like a couple posing classes with my mom's friend in Florida for something up for another shoot that I have to do, but
you should do a all eyes on me in the center of the ring. And it's just you.
That's good.
Get you on a unicycle. It's interesting the world of like bodybuilding and how those guys have to like flex a certain way. There's like an art to flexing.
Yeah.
You have to like, you know how it's like hard just to try to like move your pinky toe without moving anything else?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that in the world of flexing where they have to like get their lats out and flex.
Because there's a way, like, because when their ex will take pictures of me every week and he'll tell me to pose in different ways. There's a way you could pose where you'll look scrawny as hell and have no muscles on you. And then there's a way where you just like puff up your shoulders and you look like
it's
a
like
completely
a
different person. Yeah.
With your abs, can you do, I know we can't do it on camera.
Up,
because
down.
There's like the Noah Beck abs.
a lot of his abs are popping out enough where he can do that. Mine isn't popping out enough in every, like he can move and maneuver his body in any way and you'll see the abs, full abs. Me, you only see the abs in like one specific way. Okay. Or like two.
You have to like, get the audience like looking.
Right,
because
I'm not
going
to see what I'm doing. So I'm going to have Heath give me like a 1-2 if he could see that. See the abs or not. Oh, by the way, I keep seeing comments. Guys, I didn't whiten my teeth. I forgot to tell you this. I'm very tan right now because I've been going to the tanning beds. So I'm not.
So
I haven't
they just
whitened
look whiter.
My, people think I have like veneers or like whiten my teeth. I'm just darker because that's what you have to do before like a.
It's wild.
Before like a. What are we? What's this thing called again? It's like a competition. That's
like
the whole vibe of it. When my mom did her bikini competition, she has to get. She had to do like a spray tan. You have to get as dark as possible to like so you could see. So you could see the muscles.
It's wild how like the darker your skin is, the lighter your teeth look. Because have you ever done like when we were mimes for that photo, for that YouTube video we did, the moment you put like white makeup on your face, yellow. It just yellow. Like
gross.
Yellow as the sun. You have not taken any performance enhancing drugs,
steroids. No, that's another thing. I'm honestly, I haven't gotten anything yet because nobody has seen anything, but I saw Heath's comments when he
about my trend.
There is
did
so
you take
many
trend?
Eat, cleanse, trend
no,
hard,
no,
baby.
No, 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 all natural. And that's exactly, we're both all natural. Like, we didn't, no steroids. No.
I love that.
Do you know, what? Do you
eat, cleanse, trend hard?
Do you know a lot about trend? Like, and how
I don't, I swear to, I don't even know.
Do you know about it?
What's it called? Trenbolone?
I know like, I know testosterone.
But, so if you, I'm just curious, when you take trend, do you need to like, first get your body
you
to an amazing point and then
so
start
you can't
taking
just
it or
take
like
it and your muscles are going to be growing. You have to be like working out hard.
Yeah.
So you can't just pop it and then think, okay, I'm going
to
be huge.
Is trend illegal?
Yes.
But like, is it, I thought it's illegal to perform in sports on it, but
so
is it still
can,
legal to?
No, I mean, there's like tests, right? So if you're in like a competition and
They'll test you for like steroids, but basically there's different types of steroids. There's like HGH, there's straight testosterone. Like if you are a person that can get it medically from a doctor that says you need this, you can get it.
Also, my mom was telling me too that they'll have bodybuilding competitions. There's they'll have two separate competitions. They'll have a regular competition and a natural.
Like and the juice
and,
version.
And the all natural competition.
Wow.
Where this one specifically, you can't have any enhancements or anything. And
which
this one
gets more.
They don't call it out.
People want to see that juice.
But they have different ones. They'll never put them all. Maybe they'll put in the same category for certain ones. But if it's all natural, they cannot have anything in their system that enhances their
bodybuilding is just wild. I think they're always pushing the limit. But like, does it? How much of it is it truly just the size and the physique, or is it the person and the looks of that person?
Like, to me, I can't, I guess just because I don't know, I don't take it, so I wouldn't know, but is that guy on the left, he's thin, right? He's not big, but he is so muscular.
Massive.
Oh, it says natural.
But you just keep, you have the ability to just get bigger and quicker.
I feel like bodybuilding right now is getting huge for our generation, or like millennials.
People are really into it.
On my Snapchat, it's like Alex Eubank, Sam Solik. It's like all these bodybuilder dudes. And I'm like,
have you seen like C-Bum? He's massive. Oh, like physically massive, but and online presence. Like World's Strongest Man competition. They're not ripped or anything like that. They are just massive men that are, and the competitions are so cool because it seems like things you would do back in the 1800s to prove your strength, like throwing barrels 30 feet in the air.
Imagine looking like that back in like the 1700s, like getting
juiced
up.
Dude, that's what they were, man. They were riding around on horseback with a sword and just slaughtering people.
The principal at my high school, he threw like telephone poles.
Yeah, like that was a thing.
Yeah, and he would wear like the, what is it called? Like a kilt
almost? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He did that.
Yeah.
He was massive, and people found online that he was doing that on the side.
That's funny.
From like running a high school.
Just Trunchbull.
Are you now so used to your body? Or like when you wake up in the morning, sometimes you're like, oh my God, damn.
Yeah,
like,
no, I definitely surprised, like shocked myself for sure. So and I think I feel like you're still like this where like you just don't, you feel like you're still the same size as before you started. And you're just like sucking in all the time. I just have this permanent like body.
What's our thoughts on kilts?
I think they're cool. Bring them back. I would wear a kilt if it was like a popular thing.
That's so weird. You brought up kilts because I was thinking about kilts today while I was working out.
Well, you didn't just look at that picture of him.
I think
a kilt?
If you're Scottish and if you're really proud of your heritage, you could totally rock one at your wedding. I think that's pretty cool. I think though you shouldn't always wear a kilt to someone else's wedding because I think you're.
Why are we talking about? Is that a traditional wedding garb?
The times where like my friend, I think Richard, when he got married, he wore a kilt. Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers guy, is that his name? Jonathan, Drew, and Jonathan Scott. John Drew. He wore a kilt, I think, at his wedding because I was listening to a podcast he was on.
Is he
Scottish?
Oh, okay.
Like not from Scotland, but it's. I think
tradition.
Guys who take pride in being Scottish, it's something to wear. I think there's a time and place for kilts.
For it to look right?
Yes.
I wouldn't look good in a kilt. I would not. My skinny ass legs, new way.
Like,
And your legs got to be hairy.
You know those like fashion
you hairy legs.
Yeah.
Now,
you know those like high end fashion events that they'll have.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind trying it to see if it looks cool, but if it didn't look cool, I wouldn't. I would want to get in front of like paparazzi, in front of a big celebrity, right? And I would just lift, like, I would wear.
Yeah, you'd be disgusting. I would wear
nothing under. Just yeah.
Just Marilyn.
Yeah. Dude, I have you come with a blower. Oh, come on. You see, these ideas are so good. They should think about those.
Yeah, see, yeah, a lot of times they're wearing them because it's a wedding.
Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you, and thank you for saving us hundreds and millions of dollars, baby. Oh, did you see the Coachella lineup was like leaked? Did you see that?
Yes.
Do you think that's real? It makes sense. Like the artists that were listed is like, oh, that actually makes sense.
What is it? The top headliners were Spice Girls.
Where I freaked out when I told her it was Spice Girls.
I'm trying not to get excited because if it's not true, I'm not going.
I really think it's true.
Is Posh going to be showing up?
Who?
Posh. She has Victoria Beckham. She's like always the one
I'm sorry, Posh?
Posh Spice.
I don't know the girl's
posh
name.
Posh Spice. She's Victoria Beckham. She's always been the one who's kind of been a little too cool for school. But you know what? They did perform at the Olympics.
Yeah.
They did perform somewhere else recently.
If they're all still cool, they'll come back.
That would be pretty fire.
You know what I mean? Like,
I heard Ice Spice is performing with them.
Ice Spice with the Spice Girls?
I could see them doing that. That's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
That would be pretty cool.
Then you a Spice Girl?
Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
I don't know the Spice Girls.
Oh. Sporty.
Scary, I only sporty, know the baby, ginger.
Spooky Spice.
Spooky. There was scary. Yeah, Scary Spice. It's wild how the Spice Girls, though, were only popular for like 2 years.
I couldn't tell you a Spice Girl song.
Oh. Tell me what I really, really want.
Oh, tell me what you want, what you really, really
want. Is that their only one?
No. As we go on.
No, that's Vitamin C. Oh.
As we go. No,
dude, I would have bet my life. I would have bet my life on that.
Everything, I went all like the this. Joy.
To bet my life on
and
that.
And another thing,
Spice World, man, they got to put that on streaming. I feel like that's in the vault somewhere.
What do you mean, Spice World?
Like the movie Spice World that they made about the Spice Girls. It was this awesome movie they made.
Oh, like the Eras Tour?
It's like Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah. That they era right there, that image.
So sick.
Is
cannot be
great,
beat.
Like to remake it, to recreate it.
Amazing.
Cannot be beat. They're amazing.
Sporty is the best one.
That's what she I is. Too.
Which one's Sporty?
Mariah, that's a good costume idea. You should write that down.
Sporty can fucking sing. She will tear up the show at Coachella, calling it now. She,
which one?
Sporty is going to be the best
Sporty.
One.
Sporty. Is that the black hair one?
She's kind of Tom.
Oh, wait. So each of their names is based on what they like do?
Kind of.
Like what they usually do? Like Sporty Spice, was she like a big athlete?
Yes. Yeah. She was always really? Wearing like track
athletic-y,
shorts.
Athletic-y, yeah.
And, like, that's cool to me. Like every person has their own specific thing. And then you put that in their name. Bring that shit back.
And so that's the first night, along with a bunch of other great people.
Tyler, and look at the diversity. Coexist.
Dude, Tyler Creator can put on a hell of a show. Have you ever seen the Tyler Creator show?
Dude, he's going to be good. I can't wait for that. We're singing like, for this is the real list.
It has to be.
Justin Timberlake, though, doesn't make sense to me because Spice Girls, they're bringing somebody back that doesn't have a new album out, right?
Like NSYNC would be way cooler. They should do a full throwback 90s.
No.
NSYNC, Spice Girls.
I'm not saying bring somebody back.
Like
somebody big, like now, as the main headliner for the third day. That's usually how it is. Like you bring somebody back,
right.
Someone pop in, and then somebody.
I kind of like it when one weekend gets a whole different artist and the other one gets another. Just to like.
What you mean like weekend? You're talking about both weekends?
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like it when there's like, oh, you got to see that person? Damn, I wish I saw that person. I don't know, rather than it be
They should just do completely different artists both weekends. You know how much money they would make?
Yeah, because people would be buying both.
Both weekends.
This is the 1 year, though, I'm like not that excited about Coachella.
Because I think you're getting older.
Yeah, I'm just getting older. Exhausted.
Yeah, we're all getting older, and it's like.
Lana Del Rey would be really fun.
I walked Lana Del Rey with you.
She's got I hope, though, she like. Brings back that old stuff.
She brings the energy.
A lot of her stuff's like chill, sit on the ground and swoon.
Depending on when she performs, right? I feel like during the day is just not like fun. Like daytime concerts aren't fun.
Do you like Steven Sanchez?
Oh, I saw Steven Sanchez.
I'm so obsessed with him.
Did you see him live?
No, I haven't yet.
Is he still on tour?
He is.
go.
But I don't think any of them are still, I think his time like in this area has passed and he's doing like far away stuff.
Patricia's mom was like, we got her Steven Sanchez tickets for like, her birthday. And then we went, we all ended up buying tickets. Like, let's go together. I was like, hey, I know the Fall in Love with You song, but
every
whatever.
Single song is so unbelievable.
His band, he's everyone's in Elvis. Character. Yeah. They have like a whole storyline that goes throughout the show. He has the light bulbs, you know, like old school stages, they have like the classic Edison bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
He is that, but it's like a whole light show and it has a whole mood.
He just reminds me so much of like Elvis, but like Roy Orbison, like his voice is.
And we see artists try to pull this shit off, right? They'll like new artists will try to be this and they'll try to make it sound like it, but cannot execute it.
I was just going to say that. Like, he's obviously clearly inspired by that era, like the Elvis, but it seems organic and natural. Like, that's really him. He doesn't seem like he's trying to be this person.
Yeah.
It's genuine.
And it doesn't sound like he has a team trying to put him in every single thing, right? Yeah. Like trying to like shove it down people's throat. It's almost like he's letting people that he loves reach out and then he'll just like, if he likes it, then he'll do it. But it's like, I feel like he's just growing slowly. And then it's just going to one day just blow up.
He blew up because of TikTok too.
Yeah.
Like, it was the people's choice why he got big. He's not like an industry plant or anything like that. That's the beauty of
it's awesome. I love
the rise of an artist. And he's only like 20, right?
He's 20?
I don't even think he can buy a drink.
What?
I'm pretty sure Steven said
21.
21. He just turned 21.
Oh, we're both Scorpios.
Wow.
Wow.
He's a stud.
Steven Sanchez, if you're watching this, you want to come on the podcast?
Please.
So we can sing at shower our you in
I
compliments.
Would die.
Perform at our wedding.
Well, Sophia Richie had him. I think he's a top.
Wait, really?
Yeah, when Sophia Richie walked down the aisle, he was singing, I Can Never Fall.
Wow. Ooh,
and she got him in the beginning too, so he was probably like.
And he's a song, Evangeline. I love Evangeline.
Yeah, we'll make it work. If he comes on the podcast, so you ask him nicely, maybe.
Slip him a 20.
Have you heard Slip Be him More?
A oh, Let It Be More. Oh, buddy,
Mariah,
chills.
If you have it here, you'll probably do it.
I feel like I haven't seen like an artist like solo in a while. Like, go to a solo show. I feel like I haven't done that. Treated myself to like a solo show, going and seeing. Like
going to a concert by yourself?
Yeah, I guess like, I think this last one was 1975. Yeah. But sometimes it's fun been catching
show
people
in a while.
Before they get big.
They get too, it's too crowded. It's too much.
But like when we went and saw Tech N9ne.
Yeah.
Like that
was
energy
wild.
Is insane.
Matt, you got to go to a Tech N9ne concert.
Bro, it is the most out.
What are they called? Gigolos?
It's part of Juggalo.
Juggalo, okay.
Oh,
just
no.
Juggalo.
They're in Juggalo Fest?
Yeah. Can you type in Juggalo?
Or is it like redneck rap kind
of?
No,
no.
Everybody just looks like that. It's wild.
So Tech N9ne is...
I always thought that was an N64 game.
It's a...
With
it's
the little
a
lizard?
Gun.
The little lizard? Oh, okay. I'm thinking of Trekken. Okay.
Tekken?
Tekken.
Trekken.
Okay. So his shows are people that like rap, but also metalheads.
Like Yellow Wolf?
Kind of, but like more hardcore. So like every show that I've been to is dudes with long hair and they're just headbanging. It's a mosh pit at a rap concert. And it is just the best time ever. Dude,
I'm a psycho!
The crowd gets insane.
Shit.
Any mosh pits? I don't remember mosh pits.
Every single one.
Not the one we went to.
Mm-hmm.
Have they stopped doing mosh pits? Is that...
No, it's still a thing. I mean, like metal concerts, it's still...
I want to see some circles. Open it up.
Dude, my favorite is when... I don't get how the artist will be like, open up the pit, and then they'll make it so it's... this side and this side, like, and it's called like the wall, and they tell them to run at each other. Look up mosh pit, the wall.
Ugh,
these people,
it's like the Dead Sea.
It
like,
literally looks like
the Red.
Like they all run into each other, right? It's
like
insane.
A civil war or something where they both sides and then they just like charge each other.
Oh hell no!
It's, all right, Matt, look at this.
Watch this.
This is my nightmare,
dude. That's literally a war.
Like, imagine, like, compare the two. Go from that to, like, Billie Eilish going, wait, that girl back there needs a water. How is this still?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, where is the waters?
Wait, you know what? You know what's so embarrassing? Just watch one person. Just focus. It's like.
All right, let's focus on one person, everybody.
Pick one person.
As a whole, it looks intense, but.
Ew, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, now I'm embarrassed. You don't look at one person.
But if you look at like where the line is, they're like throwing hands.
Dude, no, is it just because people,
my gosh.
People just want to feel the simulation?
Pain.
Of
pain.
Tell me that battle. It looks like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Honestly, Heath, they probably hired those, like people like that as extras.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? It's like... You love doing this shit. Let's pay you.
But wait, guys, when they're moshing and they're like windmilling and stuff, are they wanting?
Can you windmill for us?
Yeah.
Are they wanting to get hit or are they wanting to hit?
They just don't care. They don't care to get hit. Yeah,
it's an interpretive dance for holding your own space. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like
so you're doing this, whatever you're kicking and you're dancing and fighting for that area. Like you're almost like building like a force field around.
That's the
and what I've noticed is that if you get hit, you cannot like be pissed and start a fight with them. The rule, like what I've noticed, I don't know if this is the rule, but like just seeing everybody getting hit in the face by someone random, they're not like going after them, going to swing back. It's just like that is just part of the experience. Like you get hit and keep going.
Some people that go around like the outskirts and they'll just like blatantly punch people just for the sake of like I want to hit somebody just because I could get away with it right now.
Like, but do you think people are like actually getting people are getting seriously really hurt. Or even dead or even
like, I would imagine so. But like if something comes out that happened, people that go to those shows don't care. They're probably like, dude, three people died last year. We gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, like they're like, excited about it.
After Travis Scott's whole like incident, I doubt they're
different.
Like,
different they audience.
Sue, if like people die now, like the venue could sue the artist and be like, you cannot tell a crowd to do this. And if you do it at our venue, you're gonna get fined.
It could be a. I bet
venues now are like cracking down on like the rules.
Makes sense.
Like I always hate though when people stage dive. I mean, if an artist stage dives, I get it, but I don't like it when other people at a concert like hoist somebody up because then they start passing you back, and you're like, "Yo, this person."
Yeah, whoever does that is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
What's crazy now?
me with a girl in the wheelchair.
A lot of people are doing the stage dives, but like extremely high up.
It's crazy how much trust they have.
It's not like you're just on stage just at their fingertips and you kind of like lay out. These are like rappers are climbing up the wall, like scaling the side of like the venue.
They trust
and
them jumping way too much.
I'm like, it's crazy. It's
so lay up in there.
Like, if you're not getting hurt, someone's seriously getting hurt on the bottom. Someone's getting seriously injured.
It's to the point where if you were an audience, I wouldn't want that impact.
Meanwhile, Pink is just flying around. She'll be like looking at people, go, "You're a rock star," and then we'll just zoom right up to someone's face.
What's really funny is the people that have no business doing that. Like you saw like the 50 Cent one, but then also like looking at Garth Brooks soaring over an audience.
Yeah.
Is he a light person?
No, he's kind of like a bigger dude.
Oh, I gotta see a video.
Garth Brooks soaring. People that have never seen this were probably like this,
this magic moment.
Yes, he looks like he's like, "Hark the herald angels sing, glory to
God." This reminds me. Have you guys recently seen like the mind free? Is it Chris Angel?
I sent that to you.
Oh, is that you?
Have you seen? You know, he's still doing his magic shows. Oh, and I always liked Chris Angel. I loved Mind Freak on. Was it A&E, that channel?
That looked like a cruise ship show. Like
he does this illusion in his new show where he gets a ladder and he walks on top of the ladder or he's standing on top of the ladder and he manages to walk down like vertically. And it's like,
but he's clearly on strings.
Clearly.
Look at this.
It looks like the moon landing.
It looks like, come on. This looks like Peter Pan, like a high school Peter Pan production.
Come on.
Wait, that was really bad.
It is a little impressive where you're like, but where are the wires? Some of them.
Honestly, it takes strength to do that, but just it just doesn't feel mind free.
Why can't I see
him do crazier stuff?
If there was a movie about him, I can picture Colby playing him as like a like I don't know why when I see Colby I think of Chris Angel.
That's really
it's like funny. Sam and Colby.
Yeah. Yes. Like, imagine him like, with long hair.
Colby does have like magician vibes. Yeah. He does look like he could pull a card out of his like nose.
Look it. Like, are you ready? Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
And if you don't know, what HelloFresh is, baby, HelloFresh is a food delivery service where you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit, baby.
This time of year, everyone's looking to revamp their eating habits. Look to HelloFresh's wholesome, health-forward options like Calorie Smart and Protein Smart recipes each week.
And if you're looking to strike, make sure it's for boring recipes because HelloFresh has more options than ever before. Dig into their biggest menu yet with over 45 dinner options to choose from weekly and even more market add-on items that suit any lifestyle.
They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, serving it up Gary's way, and HelloFresh agrees.
Gary.
In fact, they're giving all subscriptions.
Dude, is that what he said? It was so cool.
Yeah.
It was so cool talking to them about like Joe Rogan.
Who?
That they got
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah.
They, oh, like, what did they
to,
say?
They went out to dinner with him.
Oh,
no
really?
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like, pretty they wild. Got,
like, because his Joe Rogan's kids were like big fans.
How was the dinner?
He said that, I don't want to like tell their story.
No, just keep it like, you know.
He said they went out to dinner. They sat there and it was like Joe Rogan's wife and his two daughters. And then Joe like came in like a little bit like later, but with like two bodyguards. Hoodie fully up, like walking through the restaurant. Because I mean, I bet everyone in Austin is like, hey, Joe.
Oh, did you see they're doing a Kill Tony here?
Yeah.
I want to go. We should. Jordan, this is your chance.
He used to
this is your chance.
I know, but it's been in the mothership.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Actually, I could never go to a Kill Tony.
You wouldn't go if Jordan was called up.
Hopefully he gets called up.
Not everybody does.
I feel like once they talk to Jordan for 30 seconds, I'll be like, absolutely, you're next.
Go for it.
Jordan, would you do it?
Other people.
I 100% would do it.
You would?
Yes.
Yes. All right, we have to do it. We have to go. We have to support.
Because the premise of Kill Tony is that everybody who does a tender, you put your name into
in a hat. Yeah.
And then they'll call your name up. And usually it's a bunch of, you know, amateur stand-ups or people who think that they're funny. And they're given how many minutes? Like five?
I think it's 1 minute.
1 minute? To either make them laugh, and is it like X Factor or
no? So basically, they just like do the minute, they get through it, and if they're good, they're like, you know, they'll express that.
They'll bring them back sometimes.
If they're bombing, they will rip you apart. If you had like a bad set, they will roast you on set, and then they sit there and ask questions and basically interview them for like 20 minutes.
That's where Jordan's gonna shine though.
Yes.
Like he just needs to get through some bullshit joke.
Yeah.
So that they can talk to him and see what he's all about because he like his story and what he has to say is so much more interesting than like a stand-up.
But why do I feel like even after his like whole little stand-up, why do I feel like they will not roast him? I feel like they'll like him.
I know.
That's good. Then that's when like
but
you become a star.
I don't think if they like you, they invite you to come back and they book people like openings and shows if they do well.
Jordan
on the
show. Gets his own podcast. We're begging to be on his. Can we be next?
He joins the death squad and like,
hey Jordan, can you introduce us to
he starts headlining like
opening up for Shane Gillis.
We're like,
what the fuck?
He never contacts us again.
Yeah.
Gone.
When is it?
I bet it's sold out already.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's just
so
like
they're
sold
doing
out.
One, I think.
We gotta go.
Yes, the Kia Forum.
Wait.
That's huge.
That's huge. They're actually gonna get people. Jordan, you're gonna be a freaking star.
Jordan, this is your time.
Jordan, I'm so excited because I really, truly feel like you're going to get picked. Do they have to do the hat thing? Do they do the hat thing all the time?
They can have whoever they want up, but then they also will do the hat.
I think he'll be an exception.
We need to write an email or a letter and send it and be like, listen.
You have no idea. Like, this is going to change Kill Tony.
I know.
This will actually kill Tony.
They might put him on the panel.
Yeah, I think so.
He'd be a really good panel. Like, he'd be good at asking questions.
We're going to have to find somebody to
Jordan, you're
Matt,
a star.
You're looking like
it's
you know
time.
Somebody that
I know Brian Redband, who used to be Joe's producer, but I think he produces.
But you don't want to be the guy to like hit on and be like, hey, can you?
Well, no, I think I would just send a funny video of just Jordan being Jordan, being like, this guy's going to kill Tony. Like, give him like a little preview video to be like, okay, this kid's like.
Jordan, we need to make a highlight reel for you.
We can do it.
No, no, it has to be very authentic. No cuts.
Yeah.
Just like a straight video.
You need to be seen.
Or we'll get you at that first one at the Ace Hotel, get you opened up there, and then he'll bring you back, and it's going to be a recurring guest.
Jordan, you're going to find your wife at this, Jordan, at this venue.
Jordan, you're going to be on Google Images.
Jordan on Kill Tony. Kill Tony IMDb. You're going to kill it.
I'm excited because I'm so confident that they're going to love him.
Yeah. Gets destroyed.
He can't handle it. Jordan, you have to have thick skin. Just get through the jokes just to get to the questions. The questions are what I'm more interested in. Like, he's not a stand-up comedian. He's just naturally funny.
They just came out with the official.
Did they just now?
Yeah, like 13 minutes ago.
Wait, what is it?
Wait, what?
Coachella?
It'll pull the line
up. Is it Justin Bieber? Okay. I don't know why I'm freaking out. I don't even go.
Yeah, you don't even go to.
Okay. Oh, we got Lana.
It's not Ice Spice.
Or it's not Spice.
Wait, No Doubt, though.
No Doubt.
No Doubt is.
Oh, wait.
At the end, which is kind of wild because there's no placement for the date of No Doubt. So
we were so excited. We were talking about the fucking.
Thanks a lot.
Or what if, like, No Doubt does a show every night?
That'd be cool.
For all 6 nights. It's like its own residency.
Keep zooming in.
Damn, that person did a really good job on the fake list.
Oh, Ice Spice is going to be there.
It's Ice Spice, yeah, but not Spice Girls.
Is Chapel Roan on there?
Who's Blur?
Chugga Riggedy Roan.
Bleachers.
Bleachers?
And Grimes. Fucking Grimes.
Oh, I don't like Grimes.
Bleachers is sick. Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, I don't know any of these people.
Damn, no Sean Kingston.
I've never heard of any of these people.
Oh, wow, I don't
know
any of these people.
Me too.
Gorgon City.
Well, Lana Del Rey's performing. You want to dance
to
Lana?
I'll only go to that.
Kathy Bates.
Huh? You know what I've been doing and I really like it? Just downloading an album and running an album like I would back in the day with a CD.
Yeah.
And just letting it play through. Because normally, like, once we got Spotify and all that stuff, I would just play one song that I would like, skip around, play another artist one song, and kind of do it, like, all over the place. But I really like just starting an album from the beginning.
All the way through.
You don't have it like in your liked section, and then like you find a song you like and it's on the top of your liked, and you just like listen to it until you're over it, and then you just delete it. How's Pandora treating you?
Please tell me you are not still on Pandora.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, and he's got the ads running.
I pay for it. I pay $5 a month to go ad free.
You are keeping that business alive.
My parents use Pandora too. They love it.
They're the only two people on Pandora. They're like, we got to keep it alive. The Hussars are still on.
You don't get ads.
My parents don't pay for it, so they get ads. But you Pandora listener.
But you do know there's like radio on Spotify for an artist that says like...
I don't like doing that because you can like see the songs and it's a set like 20 songs.
So you like to be like, ooh!
I just feel like there's more variety.
Okay.
I think Pandora just knows you better too.
Does the app
They're more curated to me.
Does the app still look the same?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know, there's something about not being able to go back.
That's it.
Oh, damn, I skipped it and I should have.
But you'll eventually get to that song again.
Eventually.
You have to make your way around, but you will hear that song again. Mm-hmm. And then you just screenshot it. That's what I would do. I screenshot every song.
Are you a Shazammer?
Never.
I'm
Shazam
all the time. Watching movies.
All the time when I'm in a restaurant or something I like, I immediately.
You know, you don't need Shazam. You could just go, hey, Siri, what song is this?
But sometimes Siri doesn't pull through. Like, sometimes she's like, still searching. And I'm like, bitch.
Sometimes that bitch is drunk.
Yeah.
You know, she's
hard.
Shazam is like, has always gotten it right.
Yeah. I love a good Shazam.
And you can be far away too. Like, if Shazam can't catch it, that means
there's
that's
just
your fault.
Nothing more embarrassing than seeing somebody Shazam a song in public. And you're just like,
you know where I do it most? In the bathroom stall.
Really?
I'll be pissing and I just put my phone up like that. And then as soon as somebody walks
stop
in.
Stop recording me.
It's such an easy party joke and it's so overdone, but it's like the best to do. Like
one second.
Mr. Brightside will be playing and you're at a party and you just pull out Shazam and just show a friend it. Instant laugh. It's such an easy, like, if you feel awkward at a party and there's a very popular song playing.
Or you just go like, such a good song. You just, and you show them you on Shazam, just clicking it.
so good.
Can you imagine like some like a video at like a funeral or something, like the like, same song, and you just like see like a zoom in of someone going like,
that's a good TikTok.
Yeah,
that's good. As you know, baby, we are sponsored by the greatest energy drink in the game, baby. Accelerator, juiced up on the juiced up, mm-hmm. y'all.
And I am rocket popping off over here, baby.
And baby, you know we only drink the best, baby. And you know why we drink this is for multiple reasons. Baby, it's got natural caffeine.
Yep.
It's got ocean minerals, got electrolytes. We got plant-based thermogenics in this.
Active energy. You're going to accelerate your metabolism. Baby, look, all that in one can.
And it's only got 10 calories per serving.
Zero sugar.
And they got so many flavors to choose from. If you guys want to get yourself a pack,
all you got to do is go to the link in our description, or you can go on Amazon, and they're at like almost every single gas station nearby you.
So get accelerated with Accelerator, baby. Matt, catch this.
We love you, baby.
Oh, so you know how like a few episodes ago, you know how a few episodes ago I was talking about how I threw my jury summons away,
yeah. right?
So that was one that I got from before. Apparently, they just immediately gave me a new one. They gave me a new date after.
Oh, it wasn't even like a grace period.
It was almost like they watched. It was almost like they watched it and they're like, we're going to send him another date. And
oh, he wants to talk about
like
it.
Like you said, the second time.
Oh, right. Right. That you have to go then the second time.
Matt, I think that they saw it. They saw the episode. You know why?
Working at the courthouse.
They gave me not only one day, it was 2 days. Starts on Friday, it ends on Monday. So I have to go to Santa Monica Friday at 7 p.m. and then again Monday at 6 a.m.
No. You shouldn't. The online thing. You in the morning, you have to wake up.
I don't
up.
Deserve that type of treatment.
I'm pretty sure the morning you wake up. Also, why are you going to Santa? I guess Santa Monica is L.A. County.
Why don't they send me somewhere closer?
You just check online the day of and it will tell you if you do have to go in. And usually the odds of going in are very low. Maybe they're casting you for the new jury duty. And they're Maybe. Like, we have to have him in.
Or, you know what I could do? My dental surgery, I can use that.
Perfect.
Because I actually have to get it next week.
Perfect.
Did I tell you about my dental appointment that I just went to?
Well, you were supposed to get it yesterday, but then you said they pushed it?
Yeah, I just found out something amazing.
It's worse?
Worse than I thought. The dentist looks at my tooth and goes, ooh. He turns around and goes, you better say bye-bye to number 5.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? He's like,
getting an implant.
Full extraction. I'm like, what do you mean extract? Like, you're pulling it out and that's it? He's like, we're pulling it out and that's it. No more. I was like, what do we do now? He's like, well, we got to put an implant in. Or implant in. And I'm like, is that veneers? Like, what do you mean by implant?
I had an implant done.
You have an implant?
Yes, I have an implant. This is a fake tooth.
Does it like feel?
So first, you're going to have to go through 3 different procedures now.
What is happening to us?
At least they're not cutting your eyeball open.
But it's better, though, to have the tooth out of there than having a dead tooth in your mouth. That's disgusting. It would be rotting away.
My 2 front teeth were dead. All through my childhood.
Oh, shit. Dead teeth?
They were brown. I'm not
it's
joking.
It's crazy how teeth can just die in your mouth.
I slammed it on the ground.
Oh, you've told, yes.
And then they bled inside and the whole tooth filled with blood and then it was just brown and then they had to pull them out.
Wait, which ones?
My 2 front teeth.
Wait, this was baby teeth or?
This was my baby teeth.
Okay, good.
Oh. And then they eventually fell out.
Lucky.
But Zane, you're going to have to go in. And then what's wild about the tooth extraction is that they're going to like, they start like, pulling it bit by bit, and it's like you feel like the dentist is putting her foot like on the chair, like wiggling it back.
You're not
and
making
forth.
This any better, Matt.
You're not gonna feel a thing.
They're
it's gonna
using
be kind of
like,
wild.
Pliers, like yeah. actual mechanic vice grips.
And then they're gonna suture that up, so that's like getting a like your wisdom teeth removed. And then once that's healed, they have to make sure the bone is ready to go. And then they're going
to
go in and do
it. Oh, so you have to go with no tooth for a while until that heals?
Yes. And that's what happened to me during COVID. I had no tooth for a while because I couldn't go in and get it finished. And I was worried about it, like moving and stuff. And then they'll go in for the second procedure and install that. And that one hurts. Because
are you knocked out for this? You're what? Asleep.
Yeah. You're especially for the tooth extraction, I think I was under just laughing gas and a lot of local anesthetics. I didn't feel a thing. But
this is just the, no, this is just the beginning. You know why? Because it's going to happen to every fucking tooth in my mouth. Each one is going to start dying slowly. And I'm just going to be, I'm going to have a mouth full of fake teeth.
I told them just to get dentures. Just pull them all, get dentures.
And Zane's going to bed at night. Shit.
Would you say it's worse than a root canal?
Oh yeah, this is this is oral surgery, Zane. We're not getting a dental procedure done. You're getting surgery.
Why are they telling me that?
And it's gonna
I'll be
cost
good a, by the I'll be good the day of.
And it's going to cost a lot of money. I almost debated going to Mexico. Well, when you learn the prices of how much a dental implant is versus how much it is in Mexico,
how much
you're
is
like,
it?
At least like I think $4,000 or $5,000 is what you're going to spend on the damn tooth. Mm. And like in Mexico, it's like $1,000. But sometimes you can drive way out in LA.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
You get it done in Mexico and don't wake up.
Right.
My biggest fear.
Your face is like half paralyzed.
I just go to sleep forever. Well, at least I don't have to pay them.
What's going
to
be wild is next time you're under like a black light, that, and like you show your mouth, that tooth is.
That's why people with like veneers in a club are like
yes.
glowing.
I remember, or glowing, or they're dark, or like the fake tooth is dark, I'm pretty sure, compared to the real tooth illuminates.
Oh, is that what? Yes, yes, yes.
I remember I was at Alicia's birthday party years ago, and there were a bunch of black light, and I was talking to people. Every girl who had veneers there was like,
that's
like,
funny.
It was like black, but they only had like,
Matt, look at that. No, go show them the other one. Oh, that's just,
that's the worst.
Do you want to talk about our news, Bubba?
Y'all got news?
Oh,
what?
We do have
what?
Some news. I'm not pregnant.
Yo, my stuff.
We're not married.
No, we would have closed your eyes again and then had up like a picture
yeah.
of
like the pee stick.
No.
We bring the baby in.
In our hand.
We are, after 4 years.
You're leaving your home.
We're moving.
To where?
Tennessee. Next week.
No.
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Shit.
I'm kidding. No, we are signing a lease for a new home.
Congrats.
Thank you.
It feels weird.
Thank you.
It's just crazy. I can't believe that 4 years has gone by that quickly in that house already.
Wow. Has it been 4 years?
4 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. We were just talking today about how when you live in LA and you're renting, it's a very normal thing to move every year.
Right.
So
every single,
because
it gets expensive.
Every,
and you have to move
every
out.
Place we've both lived in, we've lived there for a year. So this place, 4 years is a long time. So we kind of like made it our home.
Yeah.
And that's where he proposed. And it's like this whole emotional thing. And it's a beautiful house and we love it. So it is, we're just so pissed. I'm like, I don't want someone else to like live there.
Yeah, we're going
to
drive by.
I'm
going to
be
somebody
so
else's car.
Mad if somebody else is living there.
Yeah, it's like, it's always weird ours. When someone else is living in the house.
When it's not even our house yeah. technically.
Is there already interest in the next tenant coming in?
Ooh, they're getting him out quick though.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know.
But yeah, so we have to like start getting things out and then they have to like show it and put it on the market. But we just signed a lease for a new home.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Is it? Nearby? I don't know what
we're sad because we love Toluca Lake.
Yeah, the dream was to stay in the neighborhood. So the first places we were looking at were in the neighborhood, but
it's just
so
gotten so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And insane. We're trying to be smart about the wedding in the future and just save as much as we can. So
and also like we didn't utilize all the space that we had.
Yeah, we don't need all that.
So we're just downsizing, saving some money, and literally us downsizing to a smaller spot would pay for our entire wedding.
Yeah, right? I know. So, when you crunch the numbers.
Crazy. Oh, it's
yeah.
unreal.
I
mean,
like the way we're looking at it is like if we stayed there or if we downsized, we'll get a wedding for free.
Y'all moving into a tiny house.
That's girl math.
I did girl math.
Free yeah. wedding if you cut your rent in half.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. You're probably going to have a lot of stuff too. So sell
yeah.
that as well if you're downsizing.
Yeah, we're starting to put stuff on like OfferUp and stuff like that.
And it's stuff we love. We're big like furniture people. We love furniture and mm-hmm. knickknacks and stuff. So we are over capacity for what we need in the future. So we're just basically going through the house and picking our staple forever pieces mm-hmm. and keeping that in the house and then hopefully selling. Get Zane if you want anything.
Oh yeah.
We have a list of stuff.
My empty ass house.
But we're going to be in Woodland Hills now.
Oh my gosh. Woodland Hills.
A little far.
It's a little far.
No, it's not.
But
not far.
I'm kind of glad you guys are out there. It gives me a reason to go out there.
Yeah.
Wait, Woodland Hills is like right by Encino, right? It's like right
out. No, it's, I would say
Sherman
closer
Oaks,
to Calabasas.
It's Sherman Oaks, Encino, Tarzana, Woodland Hills, Calabasas.
Gorgeous.
But we're like on the border of Woodland Hills, Calabasas.
Are you guys?
It's like 20, 25 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Are you in the hills or are you in the flats?
No, flats.
Nice. Easy. Yeah.
It has the garage for the hill, cars.
The hills are not it anymore.
No.
The hills suck.
Never.
Everybody, every time they love out, someone moves out here, they want to live in the hills. That's where you got to be.
If you like a view, live in the hills. Don't live in the hills. If you don't have a view and you're living in the hills, what are you doing? It's also so dark in the hills. People forget, like, you only get one moment of daylight. I don't know how anybody lives in Laurel Canyon. And their homes are just
nuts. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Unless you don't have a full 360 view.
And you can't host anything.
Well, the way I see it is you can't use a view. Like, I would much rather be in the flat and have a backyard that I can
And then
enjoy.
Go visit the view if you want to hike.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, Abdul, and there's like, no parking in the hill. There's no, it's like one car can fit.
Yeah.
You don't get a driveway. You don't get
the amount
like,
of cons
no
there is for with a view of a house with a view. It just, it's just not, never worth it.
So, but sometimes like a view is somebody's ocean. They think it's like, it puts them at peace is seeing a view. They don't feel alone as much. It's sometimes good for your eyes. Just
being on the ocean. I get it.
Yeah. The ocean.
Because
is
that's
different.
Pretty much your backyard. You have a giant backyard. You can go in the water. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But just having a view with a small balcony.
Come on.
But when the city lights twinkle up,
I get the inspiration behind it. Like it makes you feel.
It's beautiful. It is stunning and breathtaking.
Yeah. But then
what else is stunning is
she had a good point of seeing a view every day. You kind of become.
Yeah. Used to it. It loses.
Yeah.
Where
I don't want to. I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to underappreciate it. I don't want to like have
that. Are you
that
taking
attitude.
The chickens or?
We got rid of them.
We actually gave them to a friend.
Oh, good. You sold them.
These chickens got an upgrade.
Oh my gosh. Yeah? We thought we were giving them the life. We're like, they're never going to get better than this.
Our friend had, I think he has like 10 chickens. So we added the three of ours. So now he's got a bunch of.
She's in Malibu.
It's like Chicken Run. Like,
they're in the Malibu Hills.
Chicken Run. Remember
like
when they had their
lots
little
of land
territory with all the.
The new Chicken Run's out, by the way. Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nugget.
Oh, love that.
There's another one.
Yeah, wow. It's like 10 years in the making, and it's on Netflix.
Is that the claymation? Right. Yeah. Wow, that was
Kiss
a good
your
movie.
Bums goodbye.
I want to watch it again.
They're living their best
do you
life
have a
right now.
Pool.
We do.
Cool.
Yeah. What my favorite Driving part board. Is finally I can start learning. There's a whole garden section. They have it all set up. So I'm excited to start like just doing some herbs, little.
Have a harvest.
We have a lemon and orange trees.
And a grapefruit.
Grapefruit tree. Yeah.
Grow an eggplant.
That is like a selling point for me.
That's
I'm
the
like,
most satisfying. I don't eat eggplants, but growing an eggplant is like, what the fuck is this?
That like
is,
they yield.
Yeah. Like this is for free.
You're like Zed. He grows all his plants in the backyard. And just eats a fresh right from his backyard.
Yeah, we're excited to do like herbs and stuff.
When do you move out?
Not for like a month.
Okay.
February 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you're skipping Valentine's Day this year.
We skip it every year. Okay. Every day is Valentine's Day, Zane.
That's true.
This isn't an ad, but have you heard of the Bilt Rewards card?
The what?
It's a credit card, but you can earn points on paying rent.
He has equity in the company.
Yeah, right?
I do have a referral too if you want it. But I use it. I love it. But you earn points.
What is it?
I think, well, rent's the one big purchase you make every month. And I think it's crazy you don't make points back on that. Like you don't earn money back. Bilt is a credit card that is tied to your bank. And also it will write the check for you and send it straight to your landlord. So you never have to worry about going in and paying the rent.
Who owns that? Who owns that company?
I know the bank is through Wells Fargo, but I don't know who runs Bilt, but it's great.
Wow.
The only like catch or people are worried about is that you do have to set up a bank account with Wells Fargo that just transfers the money.
And people think
Wells Fargo is a bad bank. But I mean, if you're good on your credit and you automatically pay it.
Yeah.
It's a great way. It's a free flight at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, you should be, everybody should be getting points off their rent.
I know.
Like,
what's crazy is that rent doesn't go towards like your credit score.
Right.
It doesn't?
Like if you're paying it, no.
I thought it's, if as long as you're paying it off a, you can't.
I don't know. Look at us. We know nothing. But
I did not know that.
It's so funny seeing like open houses in LA. I'll never get used to it. And you try to just play it cool. But like the person selling it or whatever, they always like name drop like who lived there and stuff like that. There was a house that we saw and the guy was going around and he was like, yeah, how do you say their name? Wayne family? The Wayans brothers? Yeah,
Wayans.
Marlon, oh, sorry.
Yeah. The Wayans brothers, one of the sons, like, lived there and blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, pointed at a table. He goes, that was Matt LeBlanc's table. And I'm like,
Pretty crazy though.
I'm like, I think we can make this work.
Is this place you're moving into the one that you had Instagram stories of?
No. That was until we just go to open houses in Toluca Lake, places we can't afford. That house was almost $6 million.
Oh boy.
And somebody's gonna buy it and tear it down because it's so bad.
A shame.
But it was completely, perfectly outdated. Yeah. Just perfect.
Is that the one with the walls that you posted?
Yes. The carpet on the walls.
You love the house. It was just too much.
I gave them an offer, but not on the house, on the wallpaper. I was like, name your price.
Just get an X-Acto knife and just
cut it out. I wanted to so bad.
You can recreate that wallpaper if you want.
Well, you can buy it. You can go get it somewhere. Yeah. But it's so fun.
It's really rewarding.
Like that clip when you see a house on Zillow that gets sold that was marked for $15 million.
Damn it. Yeah. I do get pissed off. I'm like,
Why do we get so
angry?
That's
me on Bring a Trailer when I see cars at auction.
Damn
and
it.
I'm just like, I should have bid, but the cars are $10 million cars.
Should have bought a house instead of messing around in third grade.
Yeah. Right? I just love going to the highest and seeing what ugly ass mansion is for sale.
There was one Matt just showed me.
Like, I just want to know the stories behind, like, who built this? Why did they build this? Was this their dream home? And why is it for sale? Too.
You know, obviously, someone who lived there was like very posh.
Or definitely some old oil, some overseas oil money kind of vibes. This house is just like, it hurts my eyes looking at some of the
this
pictures.
This one is $6.9 million. And the inside
almost
is just
13,000 square feet.
Like, look at that.
It's grand.
This literally looks like the house from Schitt's Creek, episode one.
Oh, cut. Yeah, their house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like
double island in the kitchen.
You know what, guys? I would love if like my aunt had this.
Yeah.
Like sometimes that's stopping.
Someone I know owned it.
Yeah. If somebody I knew owned it, I'd be like,
if we stayed here for Coachella, I wouldn't leave.
Come on.
Really?
It feels like a hotel.
Yes.
It does.
Or like a level in like Ninja Gaiden. Look at this. That was the only room I liked.
That's pretty sick.
I'd get married there.
And I actually like the way it looks too. The dance floor room, it looks like you're at like an LA like nightclub.
But you're in Plano, Texas. Yeah. I just don't, like, what are these? What's going on here?
The outside's fun though.
I watched this interview of Shaq talking about his house in Florida. They were like, do you use any of this? And he's like, no, I'm either in the kitchen or my bedroom or the gym.
Yeah.
And that's it. But his property is absurd.
Look how long that is. Wow.
Is this the one in Miami?
I think it's on the water.
Yeah.
Maybe Fort Lauderdale-ish.
Dude, so many athletes live on the water in Fort Lauderdale.
That's nice. It's nice. I'd go. I'd come over.
Bro, going from one end to the other.
Yeah, you better have a phone charger in every room. You'd be like, I'll see you guys in 10 minutes.
Even this house, I feel like Mariah was just saying, we need intercom in here. Just because of just how long it is.
Yeah.
All right, we'll close it out, go in the unwind.
Yes, let's do that. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We love you so much. Of course, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we put bonus episodes, drunk and high episodes. We got live Q&As. Mm. We got big news coming up very, very soon. We also have a private Discord on there, and also
Unwinds,
where we leave the cameras rolling for 25 to 30 minutes every episode.
Extended cut.
Yeah, it's like a mini episode every week. All for $5 a month at patreon.com/Zane and Heath. You can also check out these episodes audio form every Monday on all the podcast apps on your phone, and we post the
keep it going,
video
baby. Go.
Of these episodes every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out our coffee, cremota.com. We got the best coffee. We got K-cups. We got bags. We've got matcha. We got all sorts of drinkware. Again, at cremota.com.
Again, thank you so much. And we will see you next week, baby. Unwinders, we'll see you in 5. Thank you. Love you.